Ashton Adamson and Brenna Pope are sixth graders at Snow Springs Elementary School in Lehi. They're sitting poolside, where Adamson says they are preparing to submerge their robot named Nemo into a tiny obstacle course.
So when it goes inside the water, it's supposed to open up that red gate, and then it's supposed to pick up as many hoops and flower thingies as possible. But then if the things fall off, then we lose points.
The girls are simulating a real-life scenario in which researchers send robots to the bottom of a reservoir to investigate potentially hazardous materials. Randy Hurd is a mechanical engineering student at BYU. He says students are learning about electronics, buoyancy, and propulsion based on an Office of Naval Research program called Sea Perch, which includes a kit for a basic underwater robot model.
We're hoping every year to step a little further away from this kind of set model to get more and more creative designs.
Most of the robots look basically the same. There's some duct tape, PVC pipes, and motors. But it's clear that some work better than others.
Mapleton number one.
BYU Assistant Professor of Mechanical Engineering Dr. Tad Trescott says kids are capable of accomplishing amazing things at an early age.
But we tend to like hold them back because we're like, oh, you got to know this principle before you can play. And that's not really true, right? If you give kids a bucket of sticks, it's possible they might build a tower taller than an engineer.
Trescott says the number of students participating in the event has already doubled since the program began last year. Whitney Evans, KUER News.